Welcome to Narratives. Maggie Mundy's unusual protagonist is a man just released from jail after serving 12 years for murder. He finds himself at a pizza parlour, where he encounters more than just a meal.
Greg ran his hands through his hair as he shuffled from one foot to the other in front of the restaurant. His stomach growled in hunger, but the pizza wasn't going to come out for him. He was scared. He didn't do scared. After being in prison for 12 years, you learn to hide your emotions. He didn't enjoy being around a lot of people, especially ones who might recognize him, which was very likely in this small country town. He stepped towards the door. His hands shook as he grabbed the handle and went inside. Too much noise, too many people. His stomach grumbled. It smelt good in here. The aroma of homemade Italian food was something you didn't get much of in jail. He told himself it would be worth the risk. Greg's heart thumped as his throat went dry. Glancing around the room, he caught a few people looking his way. He was a rabbit caught in the headlights of a car. Were they all talking about him and what he'd done? That's him. That's him that killed someone, he did. He could just imagine their scornful remarks. He probably had the claim to fame of being the strangest thing to happen in this town. He wasn't proud of it. But he'd learned not to be ashamed either. He was a free man. He'd served his time and he could eat wherever the hell he wanted. He'd go to his sister's tomorrow and he'd never come back, no matter how good this pizza was. His breathing was getting too fast. He felt claustrophobic. He needed out. He turned to head back to the door when all of a sudden something stopped him. His nostrils flared at the scent of jasmine. It came from a woman with auburn hair standing beside him at the counter. The tension in his body relaxed a bit as the scent brought back good memories. Good memories were a rarity in his past. Nan had taken him in as a teenager when his parents couldn't cope anymore. Her jasmine used to grow like a weed outside the kitchen. She'd always say if you looked hard enough, you'd find something good in most people. She didn't know the truth about what had happened to him, though. He was a troubled youth who happened to be her grandson, that was all. Nan didn't ask questions, which was just as well, because it would have killed her to know the truth. She was always just there, and he would always love her for that. The phone rang behind the counter, bringing him back to the present. Greg closed his eyes for a second and inhaled the calming aroma of jasmine. Shit, you must be becoming one of them new age guys liking perfume and that crap. It was so far from jail, he almost laughed. Opening his eyes, he glazed at the woman who turned and smiled. Her smile didn't reach her eyes. He saw sadness there and recognized someone else who wore a mask they wanted the world to see. Who was he fooling? That he knew anything about life and how normal people would react. She looked too good for him anyway. 2 weeks ago, when he'd walked out the prison gates, he reckoned he would have jumped the first woman who spoke to him. Truth was, he didn't know what to do or say anymore and wasn't even sure if he ever would. He'd never managed anything more than one night stands before he went inside, and he couldn't see that would change. But Greg had perfected his skills and made sure if a woman chose to be with him, he adored her body. He just couldn't let them get close. The girl behind the counter spoke. We've only got one table for two. It's the race meet and it's got us all full up. If you don't mind sharing, the girl sighed as though she was bored and waited for a reply. It's okay, I'll get takeaway, Greg answered, already knowing it was the best option. His eyes were drawn back to the woman with the auburn hair. After 12 years of smelling disinfectant, he wanted to reach out and pull her into his arms so he could bury his face in her hair. He could almost forget all the other people around him as he stared at her. Instead, he shoved his hands in his pockets before he got himself arrested for assault. One thing he knew all too well, and that was how far you could go without ending up back on the inside. She reached out to touch his arm, but pulled away. No, no, please, it's okay. I don't mind sharing. It'd be nice to have someone to chat to while I eat. Her voice was as pleasant as her smell, but then she brought her hand up and bit her thumbnail as if she'd regretted what she'd done. He should say no, but fooling yourself someone wanted to be with you after such a long time was tempting. She was tempting. He wanted to be polite, or whatever passed for polite these days. Fuck. The word hadn't even been in his vocabulary for 12 years. His fellow inmates were never polite. Pulling his hands from his pockets, he wiped them on his jeans. That'd be nice. The name's Greg. Hi, I'm Beth.
You've been listening to Maggie Mundy, reading from her novel, Random Meeting. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.